It's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Adam Felber and Mike Birbiglia each has 3 points. Faith Saley has 2.
Okay. Faith, you're in, surprisingly, third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Federal officials announced Thursday that people can keep their insurance plans that don't comply with the standards of blank for 2 more years.
Obamacare.
Right. This week, the Senate blocked President Obama's choice to head the Civil Rights Division of the blank department.
Justice.
Right. Although Ukrainian officials called it an illegitimate decision, the Crimea Parliament voted Thursday to rejoin blank.
Russia.
Right. This week, the U.S. Mint announced that it has no evidence linking the stash of blanks found by a California couple to a robbery.
Gold coins.
Right. A discount store customer in Kansas was injured after getting in a fight with a blank.
Parakeet.
No, a self-checkout machine, although parakeet is often a good guess in the show. Because of the recent breach of customer data at their stores, a high-level executive at blank has resigned.
Target.
Right. Officials in Chicago announced this week that the tradition of dyeing the Chicago River green would go on this year, even if the river is blank.
Frozen.
Yes. A new study finds that 1 in 10 people believe that the programming language HTML is blank.
An STD.
That's right. 10% of people thought HTML is an STD. Ironically, the people most familiar with HTML have the lowest incidence of STDs. The survey, and these are all true, by the way, we did not make this up, also found that 15% of Americans believe software is a term for comfortable clothing. 18% think Blu-ray is a marine animal, and 23% believe MP3 is a robot from Star Wars.
Love that guy.
That's a mean study there.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, Granny, I'm going to make you look dumb.
Oh. Carl, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Faith had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 16 points, and Faith has taken the lead.
You're so fast, too. Yeah.
All right, Mike. We flipped a coin, and Mike has elected to go next.
When you were doing it with Faith, and you would say blank, my mind would go blank. So I'll do my best. If possible, I'd like to just do her question.
It's not an instruction. It's an opportunity.
Okay.
Here we go. 12 Years a Slave and Gravity were the big winners at this year's blank ceremony.
Oscars.
Yes, on Thursday, the social networking site Blank announced that it will be changing its news feed.
Facebook?
Right. Jurors heard testimony in the murder trial of South African runner Blank this week.
Pistorio? Is that that case? No?
Yeah, it's close enough. It's Pistorius.
Pistorius?
In an article this week, the newly relaunched Newsweek magazine claims to have unmasked the creator of the cryptocurrency Blank.
Bitcoin?
Right. A Florida man arrested for drunk driving explained to police that he was drunk, but he was just trying to Blank.
Go home.
No, he was drunk, he said, but he was just trying to, you know, drive it off. Forecasters issued an alert Thursday saying there's a 50% chance the weather phenomenon known as El Blanco will return this year.
Guapo?
Muy guapo.
No. Dorado.
El Nino. This week, meat and cheese were added to the list of foods that will make people blank earlier.
Die.
Yes, Dove deodorant has agreed to scrap billboards in New Jersey that blank.
Drive it off.
No. The billboards refer to New Jersey as, do you know?
No.
They refer to New Jersey.
Dirty state?
No, as the, quote, armpit of America.
Oh, that's
the billboard reads.
Thing, yeah.
The billboard reads, Dear New Jersey, when people call you the armpit of America, take it as a compliment. Sincerely, Dove. Dove apologized, saying they only intended to, quote, call attention to the fact that armpits can and should be considered beautiful. They've since replaced the billboards with ads for Dove's new back hair conditioner. Carl, how did Mike Birbiglia do in his debut in our quiz?
Mike had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, but Faith still has the lead with 16.
All right. So how many then, Carl, does Adam need to win?
7 to win.
7 to win. Adam, this is for the game. The son-in-law of Al-Qaeda leader Blank went on trial in Manhattan this week for terrorist activities.
Osama bin Laden.
Right. John Travolta inspired thousands of jokes when at the Oscars he introduced Blank as Adele Dazeem.
Adina Manzel.
That's good. United Airlines announced this week that it will begin strictly enforcing rules regarding the size of Blank.
Carry on.
Right. Hillary Clinton drew fire this week for comparing Vladimir Putin's actions in the Crimea with Blank's actions.
The Nazis.
Right. Police in India were able to solve a murder mystery after they got help from the victim's blank.
Tiger.
No, talking parrot. I told you. Dennis Farina, Tom Clancy, and Ralph Waite were among those notably absent from the Oscars blank segment this year.
Obituary segment.
Yeah, in memoriam. Five of the eight blanks swallowed by a sinkhole in Kentucky were recovered this week.
Cars.
Yes, Corvettes. Police in India have failed to respond to the hundreds of emailed complaints they've received since 2006 because they blanked.
Forgot the password.
Right.
Lost the password.
Yeah. Exactly right. 8 years ago, they lost the password. Haven't been able to figure out. Police initially said they weren't responding due to a, quote, technical problem, but when pressed, it turned out that the technical problem was that somebody changed the password to something harder to remember than the word password.
It was password one.
Yeah. I hate that. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
Well, he had 7 correct answers for 14 more points, so at 17 points, Adam Felber is this week's champion.
Oh, my gosh. Well done, Adam.